This Seattle Medium podcast is sponsored by the Port of Seattle.
Hi, my name is Mian Rice, the Diversity of Contracting Director for the Port of Seattle. As a public agency, the Port of Seattle serves the community, and our investments should benefit everyone who lives and works here. The Port is committed to equity, diversity, and inclusion, and to leveling the playing field. That means continuing to open doors to contracting opportunities to all, especially women and minority-owned and disadvantaged businesses. How can you participate? List your business in Vendor Connect, a database of contractors. Attend Port Gen workshops to learn how to do business with the Port. Learn more about contracting opportunities at portseattle.org. For more information on operating a concessions at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, visit lease.ctacshops.com.
It's Women's History Month, and there is much to celebrate, especially for Black women, who have been the backbone of Black families, Black communities, and American society as a whole. And with us this morning to talk about this issue is Katie Hall. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm up early in the morning. You know me.
Right. Katie, with all that we have to talk about and celebrate, you know, Black women are still struggling for equality in America. You know, now this is Women's History Month, but, you know, why do you feel it's important for us to celebrate and recognize our Black women?
Oh, Chris, I mean, you know, first of all, I want to thank you because you always recognize us Black women, and we greatly appreciate you, you know, throughout the Puget Sound area and beyond. I think it's important to highlight those voices because there is a point where we weren't able to speak up. We weren't able to vote. You know what I mean? When you think about the suffrage movement being 104 years ago and the fact that Black women still were not able to vote, that's one of the number one reasons why I believe that it's very important to amplify our voices, not just the people that's in the lead either, amplifying young voices of young Black girls, because they are going to be Black women.
Right. And speaking of, you know, that, how important is it for us not only to educate but also to empower young women, young girls, young ladies in this process? Because certainly, you know, it's one thing to point to somebody else and say, hey, this person did X, Y, and Z and they were successful and put those images in front of them, but also, you know, there's another level of mentorship and camaraderie that takes place today that is more intense and beyond what needed to be done, you know, in the past. Even you talk about 10, 15, 20 years ago as it relates to our young ladies with so much stuff that's going on in the world that's coming at them.
Yeah, you know, that's really good, too. And like you said, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, we were talking about closing those equity gaps and then also women breaking glass ceilings. Well, you know what? A lot of us have broke the glass ceiling, but the thing is, it's kind of like what happens on the other end of breaking that glass ceiling. And I think what we're finding right now is Black women are sliding off the slope. And there's one or two things. You know, you hear about DEI efforts being cut. I mean, that's why I'm selling my house in Florida, Chris. They cut all the DEI efforts in Florida. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then, and this is also a domino effect, and you see that happening. And who was put in those positions 10, 15 years ago, 5 years ago? More than likely, it was Black women, right? So if you put those women in those positions and now DEI is being said it needs to die, those women are being cut in those positions. You also see other women going into corporate positions that are Black and then not having the support. And that's to the other minority groups, too. But we're speaking about Black women, so that's why I brought that up about Black women. And when you go in these positions, you're hired, and sometimes it's a publicity stunt. And then once you're inside the organization, then there's no real support. And if you start to speak up, if you're not meek, then you will become targeted. And, you know, we're experiencing that right now. Look what happened at Harvard. You know, look what happened at Lincoln. All these, you know, large institutions that are supposed to be elite. Look what they just did. And look what just happened as a result. Two Black women at the beginning of this year. One committed suicide and one had to step down for being the first Black woman being the president at Harvard. And that's why I don't get too hung up on being the first. I don't care about being the first. It's more about how are we opening the doors for everyone that's coming behind us. And I believe that that's what we have to do as Black women. We have to stop gatekeeping. we have to stop wanting to be the only one. I actually am writing a pretty serious article right now about gatekeeping. And we have to make sure other people are already doing that to us. We cannot do that to one another. And I think that that's part of it, us being real with ourselves, us dealing with our trauma, and us also being able to stand together and being able to hold hands and really be able to fight for, true equity or equality.
Right. And speaking along those lines, you have a new show, which ironically is launching this month during Women's History Month. Can you talk a little bit about the focus of this program that makes it so unique?
Oh, yes, Chris. Well, you know, I mean, since I met you, I talked about, hey, eventually I'm going to start my talk show. I've been saying that to everyone for 19 years, and the time was just right. My kids are a little bit older, just like your daughter, and I'm able to now invest into my dream, right? And my dream was always to amplify voices of all women, to be honest with you. I got a very special place in my heart for Black women, being a Black woman, you know what I mean? And this talk show is something very unique. It's actually a moving talk show is what I want to call it. You're going to see us jumping all around from the sports award to Rotten Sucky's 360 gym out there on the east side, to being at a round table with women like Senator Nobles, women like Beth Knox, women like Maya and Mari from the Kraken, and Maya from the Sounders, and Kimmy Lee Keene from Thought 89. And that's really, you know, I believe it's really important to be able to bring those voices center stage and not have to be staged either. We had some really serious conversations about Title IX, conversations about bullying and what bullying looks like and why we need to be able to stop those things. And then you're going to have some really great inspirational stories from my junior host, Portia, about her journey with playing basketball. And so I hope that you all tune in. It'll be on King 5 at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. This is our launch, our premiere, and we will continue to roll out these stories that we think are relevant and topical in our community.
Right. And Katie, this show is really an extension of the work that you've been doing with your foundation as well. And the fact that you have a young co-host with you on this show is a testament to that.
Oh, thank you, Chris. I appreciate you, man. It's definitely an extension. This is 10 years. The foundation turned 10 years old on March 1st. And this was our next level of being able to take it to TV. And I want to say it's not new. It's funny. Some people are like, where did she come from? I'm like, I've been in the game, y'all, for 25 years. You just didn't know. You know? And now I'm finally coming out center stage because it's important that people that look like you and I catch this talk show. And it's equally important that people that don't look anything like us catch this talk show, because that's how we really break down acceptance. You know, Chris, for a long time, in this market, I've been teased by people by the way I speak, the way I pronounce my words. And so this is me authentically being myself and being able to take it to a mainstream, because what I'm teaching is young girls and older women as well, is that you got to be who you are. You don't need to be like anybody else. And you know what? When one door closes, another door opens. And sometimes you got to make way for yourself, and you have to count on yourself. And so this show is really important. It's going to be fun. But, you know, truly, when you think about the actual person who's putting it to life, I've had a lot of failures, you know, with going into the journalism field. And I'm so grateful that all of those failures are now turned into success. And I guess that's the point of it. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. If you have a dream, and if you can simply believe in yourself, if you can visualize it, it can happen. And that's what I'm hoping the inspiration comes off of this. I totally left my career, almost 200K a year, because several reasons, the reason why I left it. However, today we're talking about positive news, right? But
right.
What I want to say is that you can second career, you can third career whenever you want to. There is no limitation, and there's no lane. This whole, I got to stay in my lane, we have to get out of that mentality. That is not making us whole. That's not letting us evolve the way we need to evolve. And so what I would say, Chris, is that I absolutely love my deep relationships with people like you, and I know that you and I are going to be able to continue to evolve with each other. And I just think that we all need to be more open to letting people into doors that maybe they haven't been in. And we also need to stop gatekeeping, and that's so important to me. And this show came about because people listened to what I had to say, and doors were open, and gatekeepers were removed.
And that's very important about removing gatekeepers. That's a topic for another day. Katie. Give me the time and date for the airing of the premiere episode again.
Yes. So, Chris, I hope you can stop by. It's kid-friendly. We will be at the Treehouse for Kids building, 2100 building, right there in the Central District where our headquarters are held. We're doing a live viewing, a watch party, 7:30 p.m., King 5. If you can come in person, we're going to have some Ezell's chicken, and we're going to have a DJ. We're going to have so much fun. But if you can't make it in person, I totally understand. Do it at home in front of your TV screen, 7:30 p.m. Viewership is going to be very important. If you can't watch it on TV, you're like my kids, log on to King5.com. We're being aired globally. So you can catch us on television in Seattle, or you can catch us on your tablet or your phone globally on King 5 Plus.
All right. Well, Katie, I want to thank you for joining us on today's show to talk about, number one, the empowerment of women, not just women, but women in general, young women, older women, middle-aged women, young adults, all that, but also wishing you the best of success with this new endeavor with the TV show.
Thank you so much, Chris. Can I say one more thing?
Yep.
It don't matter where we start. It's all about, you know, where we finish. And you're absolutely right that, I mean, this show is really about us. It's created by us, and it's about us. And when I say it's created by us, you have myself. You have the CEO of the Kent Chamber of Commerce, Zenobia Harris. She's the producer. You know, you have my husband in the background watching like he always does. you know, it's really created by us, and you got that youth voice in there, so please join us.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on today's show.
Okay, Chris, see you soon.